Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, actually the tackle came down. I was an open five technique. He went down, so my initial read was to close. After I closed, I seen both the fullback and the running back coming towards me, and the quarterback didn't really give a full play action, you know, fake. So fullback went to the flats. Ray came to cut me, and I was been told to beat the cut to the outside. When I went to outside, it was just, you know, he threw the ball, and I happened to have my hands up at the time.
Anything? I guess just read my keys, if anything. I just happened to be in the right spot at the right time. Lucky play.
Oh, it was my LeBron James celebration.
The powder toss.
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling, but it's not, you know, everything I ever hoped for, because it's just one play out of many, and we still got a lot of football left to play. So, like I said, I'm going to build off that and just keep working. Oh, yeah, a delay always helps. Either both teams, winning or losing. You get a chance to – it's like a second halftime, an extended timeout. You get a chance to just talk to your coaches, talk to your players, and everybody get to be on the same page. I wouldn't say it was, you know, too weird. It was – it happens all the time. I know in my college we had a couple delays like that that actually helped us. So, yeah, we just took it and ran with it.
You know, as a rookie, I wasn't putting in too much of my opinion and telling people what to do. I came set in my locker. We had a little board up. Paid attention to what coach was saying. Watch what he drew up on the board. Listen to the vets, you know, as they told me what to do, what they think is going on. I just took everything in, and then I, you know, relaxed, put my feet up just so I could make sure I was energized when I went back out there.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.